The Conservative Party swept to power Friday in Britain's parliamentary elections, winning an unexpected and resounding victory that returns Prime Minister David Cameron to 10 Downing Street in a stronger position than before. Cameron's office said he would go to Buckingham Palace, where he is expected to tell Queen Elizabeth II that he has enough support to form a government. That brings the election to a much quicker than expected conclusion. Polls ahead of Election Day showed Conservatives locked in a tight race with the opposition Labour Party, raising the possibility of days or weeks of negotiations to form a government. Labour took a beating, mostly from energized Scottish nationalists, who pulled off a landslide in Scotland. With Cameron's Conservatives winning a working majority in the 650-seat House of Commons, the election result looked to be far better for him than even his own party had foreseen. With 639 constituencies counted, the Conservatives had 324 seats to Labour's 229. The Prime Minister beamed early Friday as he was announced the winner of his Witney constituency in southern England. "This is clearly a very strong night for the Conservative Party," he said, stopping just short of declaring overall victory. He would be the first Conservative Prime Minister to win a second term since Margaret Thatcher. "I want my party, and I hope a government that I would like to lead, to reclaim a mantle that we should never have lost, the mantle of one nation, one United Kingdom," Cameron said, vowing to counter the rise of Scottish nationalism with more powers for Scotland and Wales. Labour, led by Ed Miliband, was routed in Scotland by the Scottish National Party, which took almost all of the 59 seats in Scotland. "What we're seeing tonight is Scotland voting to put its trust in the SNP to make Scotland's voice heard, a clear voice for an end to austerity, better public services, and more progressive politics at Westminster," party leader Nicola Sturgeon told the BBC. "The Scottish lion has roared this morning across the country," said former SNP leader Alex Salmond, who was elected in the seat of Gordon. Scottish Labour leader Jim Murphy insisted he would not resign despite losing his seat, but Miliband's grip on the overall leadership seemed more tenuous as the party failed to make predicted gains against the Conservatives across the rest of Britain. "This has clearly been a very disappointing and difficult night for the Labour Party," Miliband said. Cameron's coalition partner, the Liberal Democrat Party, faced electoral disaster, losing most of its seats as punishment for supporting a Conservative-led agenda since 2010. Leader Nick Clegg did hold on to his seat, but resigned as party leader Friday. Almost 50 million people were registered to vote in Thursday's election, one of the most unpredictable in decades. Opinion polls during the month-long campaign had suggested the result was too close to call. Votes in each constituency were counted by hand, and the results followed a familiar ritual. Candidates, each wearing a bright rosette in the color of their party, line up on stage like boxers as a returning officer reads out the results. But if the form was familiar, the results were often shocking. Among the early Scottish National Party winners was 20-year-old student Meharry Black, who defeated Douglas Alexander, Labour's 47-year-old foreign policy spokesman and one of its most senior figures. Black is the youngest UK lawmaker since 13-year-old Christopher Monk entered the Parliament in 1667. One of the big losers of the day was UK Independence Party leader Nigel Farage, who resigned after losing his race. His party ran third in opinion polls, but by early Friday had won only one seat because its support is spread out geographically. Britain's economy, recovering after years of turmoil that followed the 2008 financial crisis, was at the core of many voters' concerns. The result suggested that many heeded Cameron's entreaties to back the Conservatives as the party of financial stability. Public questions at television debates made plain that many voters distrusted politicians' promises to safeguard the economy, protect the National Health Service from severe cutbacks, and control the number of immigrants from Eastern Europe. British voters reacted with surprise as they awoke to the news. Polls had shown a virtual dead heat in the race, and many expected weeks of wrangling over who would be in power. "I thought it would be closer," said account manager Nikki Kelly-Lord, 38. But some, like project manager Jonathan Healy, 42, thought it inevitable that a country struggling to rebuild in the wake of the 2008 financial crisis would be anxious to keep the economic recovery going. "The country's rebuilding itself, and people want to stay with that," he said. The pound surged as much as 2% after exit poll results were released, as investors took that as reassurance that the country will not see days or weeks of uncertainty over the formation of a new government. The currency held on to most of those gains on Friday, trading at $1.54. Stocks also surged, with the main FTSE 100 up 1.6%. This article posted by Jill Lawless and Danica Kirka, the Associated Press.